In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Death, or even just the thought of death, brings out a host of feelings and reactions. Hearts are broken, and tears flow, and the crying seems like it will never stop. With good reason, God's Word says the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Death had invaded the home of the woman in Nain at least twice, first claiming her husband, and now taking away her son. The sting of death had grieved this widow's heart, and Jesus felt that grief in his own heart. As Jesus walked up and spoke to her, she was able to see her Savior's heart filled with love and compassion. In a way, we can see right into God's heart because God has shown us his heart in the heart of Jesus. Throughout the New Testament, we read that the heart of Jesus was always filled with compassion for people who were suffering. Jesus had compassion for the crowds, harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, as we read in the Gospel of Matthew. Before feeding the 4,000, Jesus said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days, and they have nothing to eat." That same heart of Jesus still beats with love and compassion for each and every one of us today. It was compassion for sinners that moved Jesus to come into this world, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. It was compassion that moved Jesus to continue on the road to Jerusalem, where he would be betrayed, condemned to death, mocked, flogged, and finally crucified. On the third day, our compassionate Redeemer was raised to life to assure us that we are free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Compassion is also at the heart of healthy relationships, because compassionate individuals are Christ-like individuals who look at others through kind, patient, and forgiving eyes. Our compassionate spirits will be in direct proportion to how much our core identity and our hearts are like Christ. In relationships, when both individuals have hearts of compassion, rarely will that relationship be troubled and broken. On a continuum, compassion is at one end, and at the opposite end of the continuum is a critical attitude and condemnation of others. When we fall short and are not compassionate like Jesus, loving others as we love ourselves, at those moments we repent, and our compassionate Savior forgives us for those sins. To be faithful Christians and church workers, we need to pray for and seek hearts of compassion, just like our Savior Jesus. In our text, a cure for death occurs. What if you heard about a newly discovered cure for some rare type of cancer? If you do not know anyone suffering from that disease, you might not think too much of that cure. But if one of your loved ones were suffering from that type of cancer, it would not take long for you to share that good news with them. The good news is that the cure has been found. Not the cure for cancer, but a cure for a condition far more serious. The condition is sin. And we know sin causes death. But God himself has provided the cure for death in Christ, and we are privileged to share the good news of that cure. Of all the inhabitants on earth, the only one who could really provide a cure and help this mom's son was about to walk right into her life. Jesus stepped forward, touched her son's coffin, and Jesus spoke to him. Miraculously, his lifeless body came back to life. This funeral service was called off. No one else could have cured her son and brought her son back to life but the Son of the living God. At times, we may wish that Jesus would interrupt our funeral services today, just as he did in Nain. If only Jesus would provide a cure and give us our loved ones back. If only we could hear their voices again or see their smiles once more. But physical life, as wonderful a gift as it is from God, is not our greatest need. This young man from Nain would die again. We don't know when he died again, but he did. He needed Jesus for even more than this additional gift of time here on earth. He needed Jesus for the forgiveness of all his sins. He needed the gift of spiritual life. He needed to be made alive in Christ Jesus for all eternity. We need the holy blood of Jesus poured out on the cross to wash us clean from all our sins. We need the robe of Jesus' righteousness to prepare us to meet our God. We need the gift of life that never ends. We need to trust Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. We need one who will empty our graves also on the last day. We need to live in heaven, where sickness, sadness, tears, and death can never touch us again. We need to praise God that all those needs are met in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior. There are two doors to our graves. One door is marked entrance as a result of our sin, and the other is marked exit as a result of our Savior's resurrection. When our day comes, that empty Easter tomb reinforces our Savior's promise, because I live, you also will live. Of all the questions that will be asked on our seminary campus this academic year, no question is any greater than the one about life and death. The only answer is good news. In Easter, we have the wonderful news for our death: Christ's glorious resurrection. Your resurrection and eternal life are guaranteed, because Jesus promises you and I eternal life in heaven, and his word and his promises are always true and good. Out at any cemetery, over the grass-covered mound of a loved one, Jesus stands just as surely as he stood at the edge of that coffin with the widow's son. Our risen Savior said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." And at the head of each of our graves, Jesus will also stand with the blessed assurance, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Easter's empty grave proved Jesus' word and his promises are good. Look at Christ's empty tomb. Listen to your risen Savior, just like the young man of Nain. Jesus is our Savior from all our sins. Jesus is our helper in life's problems, and our compassionate Redeemer is our conqueror of death. With absolute certainty, we sing, "Jesus lives to silence all our fears. Jesus lives to wipe away our tears. Jesus lives to calm our troubled hearts. Jesus lives all blessings to impart." Amen.